Yes, ma'am. Now, what is your name?
Alyssa Ballard.
Hi, Helen.
The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson is going to conduct your hearing at this time, so just hang on to the phone.
Good afternoon, Ms. Ballard. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Oops.
Ms. Ballard? Hello?
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 Ms. Ballard, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Alyssa Louise Ballard,
328883. Okay, Ms. Ballard, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. We have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Moore, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, and the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead. Also with us today, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Westby.
Okay.
Ms. Ballard, prior to your hearing today, you signed a notification form that advised you that you're going to have this board's hearing today. Do you recall signing that form?
Yes.
On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I represent myself.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Okay, Ms. Ballard, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have three allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes.
Okay. The first allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of the heroin.
Yes.
On or about December 4th, 2018, per the task LCMS law report dated January 7th, 2019. Ms. Ballard, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you. The next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about December 4th, 2018, per the task LCMS lab report dated January 7, 2019. Is that true or false?
True.
Okay. And then your last allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about January 15, 2019 as verbally directed on January 4, 2018. Of December 4, 2018. Defendant's whereabouts are unknown, but she were an absconder from supervision. Ms. Ballard, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. All right, then, well, based on the admission of Ms. Ballard, I'm going to move to find that she was delinquent, that she did violate the terms and conditions of her supervision, and that she may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or companies.
Second.
Motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse, agree, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Moore, Dr. Wright. Okay, Ms. Ballard, we're going to go on to phase two of your hearing. As I said earlier, during phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, okay? We're going to, Ms. Ballard, can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. And I'm going to bring some information with you on the warrant, and then give you an opportunity to answer, present any information you feel relevant to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
Ms. Ballard was released from Arizona Department of Corrections on October 2nd, 2018. She was arrested February 14th, 2019 by Arizona DPS. There were no new charges. She was back in DOC custody on February 15th, 2019 with an adjusted community supervision end date of May 18th, 2019, 30 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. She has no disciplinary violations. She only has one arrest on record for a drug-related charge in 2017, however, that charge was dismissed. Her community risk score is a G1B1.
Okay, Ms. Ballard, I see that when you were released from prison, you were approved to reside with your mother at 607 and a half South 12th Avenue in Safford, Arizona. And then it said, were you working during that period of time?
No, I was looking for a job.
Okay. So why would you leave your mother's residence?
To go see my boyfriend.
And where was your boyfriend at?
He was at his house, but that's when I relapsed.
Okay. So when you were going to SAGE counseling, how come you stopped going to the counseling?
I graduated that program.
Okay. So, other than being with your boyfriend, are you doing anything else? And we asked him while you were out, did you do anything else?
No.
So, how did you come in contact with DPS when you got arrested?
I was in a vehicle, and they said that we were speeding and we got pulled over.
Uh-huh.
And they read my name, and it said I had a warrant for parole.
So why didn't you maintain letters on with your parole officer?
Because I didn't have a ride at the time, and I just make it over there. I tried my hardest, but I couldn't make it over there.
Let's see if the board has any questions for you. Seeing no questions coming from the board, Ms. Battle, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. But I need you to stay on the phone so you can hear the conversation taking place. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Okay.
All right, before we go into discussion, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board?
No.
Okay. The board's not going into discussion. Poor Ms. Ballard seems to... This is her first time that she's been in DOC. She doesn't have a long criminal history. Sometimes I look at it and wonder what happened. And then she was staying with her mom, and she said she was doing good there. But she decided to go stay with her boyfriend, and when she went to go stay with her boyfriend, she relapsed. And it was all downhill from there when she did relapse and start using methamphetamine and heroin. I think that... Ms. Ballard has a couple months before she's released. She has all the way to May 18th of 2019. When she'll be released at that time, she won't be on any parole and community supervision. I think it's going to be best if she go ahead and stay there. Take this time that she has, work on a plan so that when she gets out, hopefully she can get off drugs and stay off drugs and be a productive citizen out there and not have any more negative contact with law enforcement. That's my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. So no comments coming from the colleagues, then I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Ballard. Finally, she was delinquent because she violated the terms of and conditions of the supervision and had lapsed, or was about to lapse in the criminal ways of company. She was an absconder for 30 days, and she did relapse and start to use drugs, mainly methamphetamine and heroin. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Neal, Mr. Kenyonis, and Dr. Wright. Okay, Ms. Ballard?
Yes.
Yes, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. Try to take this time that you have. Try to get in some NAAA or work with your CO3 to come up with a program so that when you get released, you know, hopefully you'll stay off drugs. You don't seem to have a long criminal history, a long criminal past, and if you take the time and put your mind to it, you can turn this all around and be a productive person out there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a good day. Thanks. Shut the phone down so the next person can come in. Don't hang it up, just sit it down, okay?
Uh-huh.